Hold Me Now, a great hit from the Thompson Twins, and Tom Bailey of the Thompson Twins will be at OC Rewind Fest. That will be this Saturday down at the HB Sports Complex in Huntington Beach from noon to 10 p.m. And we have interviewed a lot of people that will be down there, from Men Without Hats, Naked Eyes, Bow Wow Wow, and others. And now we're quite pleased to be joined by Tom Bailey. Tom, Rick Tittle with you, San Francisco, and we're also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. When you get together with a lot of some of these 80s stars, does it feel like, old times, like riding a bike, the time has not passed by at all? Or do the 80s feel like a long time ago to you?
Good question. Actually, it feels a little bit like a high school reunion. You bump into people you haven't seen for 40 years. but it's fun. It's fun. Everyone's doing their thing, and it's good to see the survivors and having a good time.
So I was interested, too, being from Derbyshire, if you were Derby County, or did you go for one of the Sheffield teams like Blades or Owls, or were you a Notts Forest fan? What was your team growing up?
Well, I was kind of dragged into the Sheffield teams by my schoolmates, I think. So, yeah, that's how it was. But, I mean, I lived in a small town called Chesterfield, which had a modest following that we had to kind of respect.
So were you more like Bramall Lane or Hillsborough?
Hillsborough.
Oh, the Owls. Yeah. It's a shame what happened with Wednesday, and they weren't paying their players. But that, to me, Wednesday is a sleeping giant. I would love to see them back in the Premier League. For sure. All right. So just interested in as you, because I'm about 10 years old, younger than you, and so I was in high school and college when your career was really hitting it. So the 80s music for me is just the soundtrack of my school years, which is amazing. And I still think, and maybe it's because people our age are in charge, but if you go into like a Target, they're playing 80s music. It's still better than anything that's come after it. I don't know. Do you agree with me?
Well, I mean, there's several ways of looking at that question. One is a marketing thing, right? But I mean, I think it's okay to claim that it was a bit of a golden age of not only songwriting, but the discovery of a new sound, so it's stuck with us and quite rightly. So people do have a fondness for the 80s era, but it depends on your age too, right?
Yeah.
If you're that age, then it's going to resonate with you, and other people have different decades to enjoy.
Yeah, because kids now, all they know 80s music, and I just wonder, because like when I was young, everything was 50s, Happy Days, Grease, Laverne and Shirley. It's like our parents were making us listen to that stuff.
Yeah, it's weird how that all works, isn't it? But I mean, at least these days, the kids have like the entire recorded history of music on their phones, right?
That's true, I know. So
they can have a wider frame of reference than we had.
So when you were growing up, were you into 45s or was it still 78s, the singles?
It was 45s.
Okay.
And albums. But it was all about saving up to get the latest release. And of course, in those days, there were only a few releases and they were essential to have in your collection. Whereas these days, thousands of new releases every week. So how can you keep up?
Right. So for you, growing up, and I'm sure the Beatles and some of the other traditional, but then we get, as you said, a new sound, a new wave, and synthesizers, and that extra little drum beat, and everything that came. When did that, you sort of think, oh wait, this is me, this is my jam?
Yeah, well, it was a question of being able to afford as a synthesizer. They were so expensive. Keyboards cost like 20 times more than guitars. So it was just a question of waiting for that moment where I could finally afford one. And it was a long time coming, and I was ready for it, and immediately started writing from a keyboard perspective, which changed everything for me. The technology. I keep saying that, we stopped being a band and we started being designers of music. And that kind of sounds a little bit pretentious, I guess, but it changed the way we thought about making records. It wasn't just like, how can we capture the sound of the band? It was, how do we make a great record?
And then for you as well, with Alana, to work with your girlfriend and then subsequently your wife, what was that creative process like?
Well, it was fascinating. It was very intense, of course, because there's no escape from the intensity of it. You take your problems home every time, every night. But I guess there were disadvantages, but there were also advantages in that we got to know each other supremely well, and we're very comfortable dividing the job between us. Like, we go off into different rooms. I'd write music, she'd write words, and then we come together and battle it out. So it was a good way of working.
So, I mean, we all got to know the Thompson Twins in the early 80s on MTV, and but this is a band that has its roots in the 70s. What did you have that sound in the beginning, or did it sort of evolve?
Oh no, it was completely absent until the synths and the drum machines came along. Before that, we were a guitar band with an interest in percussion, I guess you could say. And yeah, so the Thompson Twins went through several kind of evolutionary changes, which was perfectly natural. It wasn't like we were kind of forcing anything on ourselves or having it forced on us. We just did it because that was the kind of experiment of the year, and as I say, technology played a major part in guiding us through possibilities.
I like that back in the day, and they still do it now, but the collaborations, like, hearing Sting on Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. And then I was told, correct me if I'm wrong, that Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is, you were doing the keyboards?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great thing to do. And Mick Jones from Foreigner, I think he had a good idea because, I mean, Foreigner was a big, successful, kind of almost corporate American rock band. Emotional heavyweights as well as big, kind of rocking sound. But to keep it with a kind of contemporary edge, he always involved some synth kid from the UK, so Thomas Dolby, I think, played on I've Been Waiting for a Girl Like You. And when it came to what do we do with I Want to Know What Love Is, then he asked me to get involved, so I think it was a good ingredient in his formula, and it was great fun to do.
Very interesting. I know that you, and this would like be a dream of mine too, but to live full time in France, can I ask what area of the country you're in?
I live in the Central Pyrenees, which is almost on the border with Spain.
Yeah, that's like Basque territory,
Almost there, yeah. But
right?
I'm central, they're a little bit west of me. But I have to say, in a very kind of unglamorous part of the south of France. It's just a little mountain village, people kind of surviving on virtually nothing. And we love it because it gets us away from the intensity of city life, and
Right. So, as you said, kind of like a high school reunion coming back to play, and in Orange County, no less. So when you're back in Southern California, some of the memories it brings back, or some of the people you're getting in touch with, is it a whole trip, or is it kind of a fly in, fly out type of thing?
I'm not here very long, that's for sure. But you're right, it brings back lots of memories because, strangely enough, we're just about to release a compilation of the Thompson Twins' work. And it's not just a greatest hits, it includes some kind of deep cuts and B-sides and stuff in a 3 CD package. But The third CD is the audio from a concert we played in Southern California back in the 80s. So it's a strange thing to be doing it again 40 years later. And it, yeah, sure brings back memories of how much fun that always was.
I believe you have a show up here in the Bay Area. Is it tonight in Menlo Park?
That's right. Yeah, I'm just, in fact, after speaking to you, I'm going to jump in a car and get to soundcheck.
Very good. So just last question for you, I'll let you run. When you think about the, you know, I'm saying whatever, 1977, you're getting together with some friends, like, hey, maybe we can do a band, I can play the guitar, whatever. And then here we are 50 years later. Did you ever think, oh, I'll do this forever and I'll write songs so good that I can play them the rest of my life?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I don't think anyone really thinks that way for a start. And it's a total surprise when you suddenly realize that people are not only buying, but singing along with songs that you wrote 45 years ago. So it's a weird trip, really. but I have to say most of it has been fantastically enjoyable. And I even took a break from it for a while, you know, and coming back to it is especially rewarding. Emotionally, you know, I just love to be in front of an audience now.
Well, you can get in front of them at Menlo Park tonight if you're in the Bay, or go to the big OC Rewind Fest this Saturday, noon to 10 p.m. in Huntington Beach at the Sports Complex. You can go to ocrewindfest.com, noon to 10, and unlimited beer tastings, noon to 4. Watch out for those drunk hoolies there, Tom.
All right.
All right. Tom Bailey of the Thompson Twins, great having you on. Have a great time when you're in California.
Thank you so much. Good talking to you. You take care now.
All right. Good stuff. Let's go to a break and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.